It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Live down here north of Holton at Jackson Heights High School, a matchup of boys and girls, the Jackson Heights Cobras of Class 2A taking host here to the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1, an NAKL team from the Jackson Heights Cobras taking on a Twin Valley League team in the Onega Buffaloes. You're tuned in here, 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're also live here on the Cobra Channel. If you want a live viewing experience here of all the action in tonight's matchups, again, Jackson Heights and Onega got a great big cast and crew helping us out today. Got Ethan Will, Grant Bales, Wayne Burdick here as my color commentator, Critton Prophet here, and as well as back in studio, Bobby and Seth, our board ops. Again, big crew. It's a Christmas miracle here coming together for a big-time matchup here early on in the season before the winter break hits the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Onega Buffaloes. So, again, as I mentioned, we got girls first, and then we'll get on to the boys' matchup a little later in the night. But previewing kind of both these matchups here before we dive deep into the girls' game specifically, coming up again, we'll have the girls' game first. Madison Massey, fourth season here for Jackson Heights. She'll be taking on head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Adam Kufall, who enters his first season as the head coach here of girls basketball. He just actually came in a week before this season started, but he's already been very familiar with Onega. He's been that head baseball coach. So, again, very familiar with the athletes, the players, the program. He's come in, and already he is off to a nice 2-1 start, won the first two games of the season. But you look at Jackson Heights, the girls' team, they're also on a very nice start. ACCHS, a win of 65-6, one of the best wins the Jackson Heights girls' team has had for quite a long time. You continue off of that, you're against a really good Royal Valley team. You win 35-29. Jackson Heights did lose to Troy, 63-41, but of course, Harper, Westside, and crew, just, I mean, that's a very tough team to take on. And then Jackson Heights has bounced back against St. Mary's, a big comeback there early on in the game, winning 44-37. So nice start here for both of these teams as a tail last year where Onega won 41-24. So we're definitely going to see a big test for both these teams in the early going of this season. Definitely going to be a tough match here on both sides of the floor. Now you flip the page, okay? We're going over to the boys basketball game a little bit here, a little teaser for that game later into the night. Jackson Heights boys head coach by Brett Blattner. He's in his sixth season, looking for the last winning season here in the program since 2017-2018. But you also flip that over for Onega, same thing. They're looking for their first winning season since 2016-2017. They're under head coach Jason Claycamp, who's in his third season, but his 11th season overall as a head coach. Jackson Heights boys, they're a 2-2 on the year so far. Onega, they're off to a 2-1 start. So, again, we got great teams here tonight down here at Jackson Heights High School. We'll dive more into the girls' matchup coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, you can tune in on the Cobra Channel as well as here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll be right back right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in 92.1 KMZ, also here on the Cobra Channel, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crittenden and Prophet, Blaine Burdick, Ethan Will, as well as Miles down, Bales down here at Jackson Heights High School. Jackson Heights Cobras hosting here the Onega Buffaloes. Jackson Heights Class 2A, the Onega Buffaloes here in Class 1A, Division 1. Big matchup here in the early going of the season. We got girls matchup here first, and then afterwards we will have the boys matchup all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So again, let's dive deep here into the girls matchup, talk about this pregame here. Again, Onega, the head coach by Adam Kufel, entering his first year head coach of the program. Jackson Heights head coach by Madison Massey in her fourth season. She last winning season was back in 2022-2023, your first year here with the team. Went 18-5 that year, 13-3 in the league. But again, here you look back to last season, 6-16 finish, as well as a 4-10 finish in the Northeast Kansas League. But returning a lot of great players for this season. You got a lot of great letter winners, and you got a lot of great seniors here on this roster. Bryn Shu being one of them. She's an NEKL first-teamer last year. Keisha covered 2A, honorable mention. Already averaging 10 points a game this year, but also right beside her is her senior teammate, Chesney Cochran, who's averaging 13.5 points per game and 7 rebounds per game. This Jackson Heights team excels the most when they're stealing the ball. They got 8 steals per game. They're on the dominant 3-1 start here this season. You look over here at the Onega Buffaloes, though, an 8-12 finish last year, 2-7 left in the mark of the Twin Valley League. They returned 3 starters and 6 letter winners. They lost 3 great players in Bridget Campbell, Annie Forrest, and Delaney Figge, all to graduation. But you talk about the players they do bring back. They bring back a hefty amount. Lauren Martin being one of the key ones here, 5'9" junior. Her first game here starting varsity this season, that was against Northern Heights. She had a triple-double. Double-digit blocks, double-digit points, and double-digit rebounds. A player like her can excel on the floor, and the Onega Buffaloes will like to look to her to excel in this matchup alongside her teammates, Jane Haskin, Abby Ringel, just a couple to name a few. Real quick again, here with Blaine Burdick with the Cobra Channel. Bring you in here for a second. Jackson Heights is off to a nice 3-1 start on this season. Of course, they'd like to continue that start and that greatness here in this matchup against Onega. But what has been that recipe in the early going for Jackson Heights, and how do they continue that cooking here against the Onega Buffaloes?
I mean, for Jackson Heights, from the very beginning, from the get-go, you were even there at that game. It was just stealing the ball. I mean, as you mentioned, we've had about 8 steals per game, and that's definitely shown. When we stole the ball, we succeed. We drove down the floor quickly. We got some easy points, and hey, maybe if they caught up, they was fouled, and we got to the charity line, shoot, too. So really, the main key for this Jackson Heights team has been steals. Also, three-point line. Chesney Cochran last game had a phenomenal game. Had 23 points against St. Mary's on that comeback win that they had, and most of her points was from the three-point line.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned a lot of great things right there, that three-point shooting as well. Jackson Heights shooting 27% threes this season, 54% from the free-throw line. They're also averaging 30 rebounds a game. Look at some stats there for the Onega Buffaloes. They're averaging 30% nearly from the line, 57% from the three-throw line, but 40 rebounds a game. So when you talk about big keys this matchup, you got to rebound the ball. You got to secure the ball. You got to limit turnovers, but also you got to take quality and good shots. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll give you starters, and we'll dive a little deeper into this pregame. We'll take one more break for the national anthem, and we'll get right on to our first matchup here of the night. It's the Jackson Heights Cobras taking on the Onega Buffaloes, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Doubleman Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, also here 92.1 KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Again, big cast and crew, Seth Bobby back in studio, me here, Crittenden Prophet, your commentator, as well as Blaine Burdick, Grant Bales, as well as Ethan Will, 211. So we get to the tip-off here on our MSC Sports Radio Network game of the week here on a Tuesday. The Jack Knights cover the Class 2A, taking on the Onega Buffaloes, the Class 1A Division 1. We'll take one more break, though, for the playing of the national anthem, but we kind of continue here to rattle off some things about this girls game before we dive into the action. We talked a little bit there about Onega. They're 8-12 season last year. They're 2-7 mark in the TVL league. I just want to say that was a phenomenal year there for those Onega Lady Buffaloes. They earned their first home playoff game for the first time in 12 seasons. They actually won the first round against Royal Vista, 56-43 there in sub-state, but unfortunately they ran into the Centralia Panthers, who would go on to win the Class 1A Division 1 title with an undefeated season. They lost that semifinal 64-29. They also had a really good win against Frankfurt early on this season in the TVL consolation game, 58-50, who, if you remember, in the previous year, not last year, but the year before that, Frankfurt had won that title. And look at Jackson Heights. Again, you look at their season last year, I mean, they're trying to get off to a good start. They went 6-16 overall with a 4-10 finish. It was the fewest wins of the season since their 2015-2016 season when they went 6-15. So, you know, you look at it here, this is a team that wants to get off to a good start. They went 1-12 in their first 13 games last season with their sole over McLeod, but then they went 5-4 in a finish of their last four games. So they found momentum. They started to build upon it. Already Jackson Heights is finding early momentum here in 2025-2026. But the same thing can be said here about the Onega Buffaloes. Both these teams are getting hot at the right time early here on in the season. Of course, both these teams also had midseason tournaments. The Onega Buffaloes with the, of course, all-knowing Twin Valley League tournament. That will be against at Washington County starting at around January 20th. That is going to be a big tournament there this season. Just a lot of great Twin Valley League teams. Real quick, though, again, starters here for tonight's matchup with the Onega Buffaloes. Willow Hochstedler, Lauren Martin, Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and as well as Amber Conger. And then for the Jack Knights Cobras, Bryn Shoup, Jennifer Mellies, Chesney Cochran, Nicole Ammon, and Emma Sides. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick 2 minutes, and we'll be right back here for the action. Stepping aside here for the national anthem here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Oh yes, Christmas morning, the most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low-deductible Christmas.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're getting ready here for a big matchup here in the early part of the season, just north of Holton, down here at the Jackson Heights High School. It's the Jackson Heights Cobras taking host here of the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A, Division 1, the Cobras Class 2A, our girls matchup to follow with the boys a little later on in the night. Again, we're on 92.1 KAZ as well as the Cobra Channel, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Killers, big captain crew here. We'd like to thank everybody. But of course, let's get right into this matchup. Again, Nigga Buffalo starters here for this one. The 5'5" junior Willow Hawksedler, the 5'9" junior Lauren Martin, 5'8" senior Jaden Haskin, the 5'8" senior Abby Ringel, and the 5'6" senior Amber Conger. All there for the Nigga Buffalo, head coach by Adam Kufa in his first year. Jackson Heights head coach by Madison Maskin, her fourth season. Brent Shoup, the 5'5" senior. Jennifer Melly is a junior, Chesney Crockett, a 5'9" senior, Nicole Ammon, a sophomore, and then Emma Size, a senior. They're all for the Jackson Heights Cobras. So for the Buffaloes, Hawksedler, Martin, Haskin, Ringel, and Conger. For the Jackson Heights Cobras, Shu, Melly, Cochran, Ammon, Size. Well, that being said, four quarters of basketball action, 32 minutes altogether, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's lock this one up, and let's fire away here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jackson Heights, Onega, girls matchup here to start. It's Brent Shoup, the 5'5" senior here on the tip-off for Jackson Heights and for the Onega Buffaloes. It is the Paul Townsend, 5'9", Lauren Martin, the junior. And here we go. Tip-off is on the way down here at Jackson Heights. And it is won by the Buffaloes early underneath the basket, trying to go in but could not, as Jaden Haskin rebound taken by Brent Shoup. Cobras operate their first possession down the floor. Jesse Cochran pops the three, couldn't find the stocking. But here it's rebounded by Emma Stein. Back to the top of the perimeter. Here with Bryn Shoup. Jackson Heights, an early two rebounds, one offensive, one defense. Another 3-point for Chesney Crockett. Her second shot is up and good. Jackson Heights takes the 3-0 lead here against the Onega Buffaloes. Actually talked to head coach Adam Kufall earlier on this season, and he made a mention there that Crockett is going to be kind of those focal points here when they take them Jackson Heights on in the later part of this season. And now here she is, already hitting her first 3-point shot. Kufall kind of being right there. Onega Buffalo is turning the ball over here on their second possession. Turnover by Hawksedler throws the ball out of bounds. First turnover here for the Onega Buffalo. 3-0. Good start here for Jackson Heights in the opening quarter. 7-11 left to go here. Chesney Crockett dribbles up to the top there for Jackson Heights. Goes to Mellies. Mellies inside to find Nicole Ammon, but she could not go in. And the rebound is picked up by Jaden Haskin for her first of the game. Haskin, pressure gets relieved. She now takes it past the timeline. Haskin pumps right, now throws it out to the left side to Hawksedler. Hawksedler inside, up top. Third team Aiden Ringel back up to the top of the perimeter. Three-point shot coming and in for Jaden Haskin. We're tied at 3-all, 6:41 in the opening quarter. Chesney Cochran back with it for Jackson Heights. Quickly down the court. Now back in the hands of Bryn Shoup. Shoup dribbling out to the right side. Zone defense here from the Onega Buffaloes. Nicole Ammon driving left side lane and down the Candy Queen and in for a sweet layup. Nicole Ammon gets the Gophers back up on top, 5-3, 6:20 in the opening quarter left to go here. And it looks like there will be a shoe time. I actually saw earlier in the game, Hawkstetler got the tire shoe, but so here she gets it re-tied again. Trust me, I know something a little bit about that. I get on that all the time. I need to make sure my shoes are tied. But here we go. Hawkstetler gets her shoes tied and all ready to go. 5-3 here. Jackson Heights leads with 6:15 to go in this opening quarter. Pass out left side. It's to Conger. Conger goes inside. Look to Martin, and Martin in for two. The junior is averaging 8.3 points per game and 11 rebounds a game goes in for her first point. Deadlock, 5-all, 6 left to go in the opening quarter. Nicole Ammon goes inside. Melly underneath the basket. Now back out to Ammon. Missed shot from the top of the elbow, and it's rebounded by Askin. Askin down the court. Fast pass down the floor, and that one goes out of bounds. It's a turnover for the Onega Buffaloes. 5-all, 5:46 left to go in the first quarter. Here, Jackson Heights taking it back down the court with Bryn Shoup, the leading point guard of this team, with nearly 10 points a game and 2.3 rebounds a game. She takes a drive from the left side. Could not get to go in, but manages her own rebound for her second of the quarter. Shoup with it on the corner. It goes off an Onega Buffalo leg for a turnover. Jackson Heights' first giving up of the game. This deals credit to Abby Ringel, and now here it's the Onega Buffaloes down with it on the court. Haskin, right side look to Hawkstetler, back up to the top, now left side, Haskin, she's already drained 1-3, can she do another? No, she can't. It's missed, and Ammon picks up the board. Bryn Shoup down the floor, quick look to sides, couldn't get it, and had to throw it back out, but her foot was on the baseline, so that's the second turnover of the quarter here for Jackson Heights. We're still at 5-all with 5:05 left to go in the opening quarter. Down the court now is Jaden Haskin. Haskin driving to her right side, stutter feeding, and now passing to her right to Hawkstetler. Hawkstetler inside to Martin. Martin couldn't go in with it. Looks like they're going to get a foul on the floor against the offense of Onega. They're going to call it against Lauren Martin. She picks up her first foul of the game, the 5'9" junior. Still locked at 5-all. 4:51 left to go in this first quarter. Bryn Shoup taking it down the court, left side right now. Here she's going to transfer out to her right. Bounce passing to Chesney Cochran. Screen is set. Pass back up to the top of the perimeter. Melly nears now. Shoup. Shoup a deep three. 3 foot off the arc, and it's still going to find its way in the chimney. Shoup splashing to take an 8-5 lead. 4:30 to go in the first. Now back with Onega. Here down the court is Haskin. Haskin at the timeline. Now passing left side to Hawkstetler. Hawkstetler left to the wing. A cross pass out to her right side to Dorsey. Dorsey is fouled underneath the basket, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Chesney Cochran gets the foul picked up. 8-5. Jackson Heights with a 3-point lead. They've already hit 2 threes here in this first quarter. Chesney Cochran and Bryn Shoup both splashing from range. First free throw shot up and out for Dorsey. Looking for her first free throw shot make of the season. 5'7" junior, who only has 6 points on the year. Dorsey, her second shot goes up, and that goes in. Her 7th point of the year, and her first free throw shot of the season as well goes up and good. 8-6, Jackson Heights with the 2-point lead with 4:09 left to go. Chesney Cochran, another range three, goes from the back of the iron and into the hands of Abby Ringel. She wrangles that one down for her first rebound of the quarter. Here about 4 minutes left to go in this opening quarter. Onega controlling it. Here pass down inside under to Ringel and hit the glass. And the ball is batted away out of bounds. It stays with Onega with 3:51 to go in the first quarter. 8-6, Jackson Heights, the 2-point lead. Substitution here on the floor. Brooklyn DeChamp, the 5'6" freshman, who's averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Here comes in. She's off to the near side right now of Ringel on the baseline. Ball gets kicked out from the inbound. But it goes and finds its way back to Ringel. Ringo inside look, back up, top of the perimeter, drive inside the key, and the ball is loose on the floor. Can Onega get a hold of it? Yes, they can. Hawksteadler barely doing it. And now it's back here for the Onega Buffaloes. There's 2 seconds on the shot clock. Onega just has to toss it up in the air, and that goes out of bounds, and that'll be a Jackson Heights ball. Jackson Heights installing the shot clock this season. Shout out to the maintenance man here, who's also my dad, and it's his birthday today. So happy birthday. He actually installed that here not too long ago. He's turned a sweet 28 years old. At least that's what I'm going to say. Brent Shoup driving inside for Jackson Heights. Elbow shot up and out in the back of the rim, and it is rebounded by Dorsey. Here taken down the court by Hawksteadler. Hawksteadler has the timeline. Right hand dribbling, softening it up. Jackson Heights in the man-to-man defense. Right side look to Haskin. Haskin inside. Ringel over the top of Ammon, and Ringel goes down for two. The first 2 points of the contest, their 44th point of the season. We're tied at 8-8, 2:53 to go in this opening quarter. Lakota bottom in the game for Jackson Heights. At the top of the corner, she swung out right side to Shoup. Shoup stuck on the pivot foot. Back to bottom, far left wing. Doesn't take the shot. Instead, Alexa dribble, but now she's stuck on the pivot foot. Moving around, 16 seconds of the shot clock. Jackson Heights resets the top of the perimeter, back to bottom on the left wing. Screen is set, bottom to the elbow, to aim at the top. Now right side to Shoup, Shoup to Cochran, Cochran over the top, and the shot is off the iron into the hands of Brooklyn DeChant. Her seventh rebound of the year, Chant taking it down the court here. One-on-one against Cochran, pass out to the right side. Onega working with the ball at the top of the perimeter. It's Haskin. Haskin drive down the right lane, passes it off to Ringel, and it is taken away. A block for Nicole Ammon. And now it's Jackson Heights underneath the offensive glass. They could not get in from Shoup underneath, but Bottom makes the rebound. A second chance opportunity for the Cobras. Ammon kicks out. Shoup. A screen is set. Shoup keeping the tempo here. Kicks out the Bottom. On the right corner, Bottom inside, ball swatted, back to Shoup on the right side wing. Shoup up to the top of the perimeter to Chesney. Chesney pump fakes, drives left side in the short corner. Pop back out to the left side elbow. Ammon, Ammon rolling around, spinning, could not get it inside. She makes her own rebound, tries to go back up, and is fouled. So 3 second chance opportunities there for the Jackson Heights Cobras, and at least able to come away with a foul to get Ammon up at the free throw line. You gotta love a player like that who can have that sort of hustle, get up to the line. Blaine, you've seen Nicole Ammon this season. What kind of player has she been here early on that going to Jackson Heights?
I mean, she's definitely been a key maker. I mean, we missed her out last game with, because she had ended up, having a foot injury or an ankle. I believe it was a high ankle sprain. As you could see if you're watching here on the Cobra Channel, she has a little spat on her right ankle. But she's definitely a key maker. She's definitely a physical player. I mean, not the biggest build, but still the tall build, though, and able to body inside. She's not afraid to get aggressive at all whatsoever.
And she got aggressive, drew the foul, goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line, puts Jackson Heights up here by 2. They added, it was 3, so that's now 11-8. No, okay, they take the point away. I was confused there. They put an extra point. I was like, she only hit 2 there, so 10-8 here officially. Jackson Heights leads by 2. 1:17 to go in this first quarter. Haskin taking a three-point shot, misses. Shoup her third rebound, taking down the court. She's one-on-one, left hand, trying to go up with it, could not. Jennifer Mellies with the rebound, but a jump ball. And it'll stay here with Jackson Heights underneath the glass. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. 10-8, Jackson Heights a two-point lead. This one, back and forth game. See, this one is going to be a top matchup between both these teams. Brent Shoup gets it, wide open three-point shot. But could not make it from the island. And Martin picks up her first rebound in the contest. The junior is averaging 11 per game. Less than a minute to go in this first quarter. Jackson Heights 10-8. Onega with the ball. Thrown inside to Martin. Martin looking for a kick out. Back to Carly DeChant. DeChant is stuck in the corner. Sides applies the pressure and forces a turnover. That will be the fourth of the quarter there for the Onega Buffaloes. Jackson Heights taking back control with 44 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. 10-8, again, boys matchup here to follow after the girls' one. 38 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Here, Brent Shoup driving left side, loses the ball, picked up and stolen by Haskin down the floor, and the ball is loose in the left corner. Looks like they're going to save Jackson Heights as the last one to touch it before it goes out of bounds. So here it is, Onega ball Shot clock has disappeared here with 28 seconds left to go in the first. 10-8, Jackson Knights ahead by two. On the baseline, Mackenzie Dorsey to throw in. He gets into Haskin. Haskin, 3 foot off the three-point line. She makes a long miss. Rebound picked up by Bottom. Down the court, ball is knocked out of bounds, but they're going to say a turnover for Jackson Heights. Both teams have turned it over four times here in this quarter. 10-8, Jackson Heights still up by two with 20 seconds to go here in the first. Brooklyn Chant, who just came in the game, the 5'6" freshman. The Chant, one-on-one against Chesney Cochran. The ball just stolen away from her like candy from a baby. Chesney with the low swat with the ball here. Chesney driving, kicking out to shoot back in. The Chesney misses her, but he looks and found Mellies, and Mellies missed the shot. And the rebound is picked up by Haskins to end the first quarter. The end of quarter number one, 10-8. Jackson Heights leads here on the Cobra Channel, as well as 92.1. KMZ, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we'll come right back right after this. Jackson Heights, 10. The Onega Buffaloes, 8.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Network, as well as the Cobra Channel. Jackson Heights 10-8. You're up by two over Onega. Onega with the ball here to start the second quarter. With it to top left elbow to Lauren Martin. Martin here spinning around, fires up, back up to the top to Hochstetler. Hochstetler raised, setting at the Cobra logo. Now right elbow pass off to Ringel. Down the post, and we're going to get a jump ball here between Lauren Martin. It looks like Jennifer Mellies, and that'll be given here to the Jackson Heights Cobras. So six turnovers here for the Onega Buffaloes, and Jackson Heights takes back the possession. Taking it down the floor, Sabrina Streeter, her first time coming to the game for the sophomore. Out the side, sides to Ammon at the top of the perimeter. Back to Streeter. Streeter drives left side to the elbow. Jennifer Melly leads the top, passing into Ammon. Ammon, left hand finish, and in for two. Ammon already 6 points here in this opening quarter. The assist there made by Jennifer Melly. And Jackson Heights now takes their largest lead up by four. 12-8 here with 7 to go in this first half. Shot attempted by Ringel is missed. Rebounded by Emma Sides, her second rebound of the half. Sides out to Streeter. Streeter here on her pivot foot, left side, rolls around, looks to her right, finds Sides. Sides here, upstepping, finding Mellies. Mellies setting a screen for Streeter. Streeter inside underneath the basket to Ammon. And it looks like they're going to get an offensive foul there against the Jackson Heights Cobras. Or excuse me, they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane against Jackson Heights. They're going to call it against Nicole Ammon. 12-8, Jackson Heights a 4-point lead. 6:44 to go here in quarter number two. Onega with the possession of the ball. Right side swing out to Dorsey. Dorsey inside look to Martin. The ball is stripped and taken away by Jennifer Mellies. And there's a foul against Onega. So good aggression there by Jackson Heights. Forcing the aggression. Abby Ringel, she picks up her first foul for the 5'8" senior. Not too much of a foul-heavy game here in half number one. Of course, you'd love to see that here in the basketball sides with both teams. Love to have plenty of fouls to give. Of course, you get into a late stretch of these quarters. Of course, fouls are setting at the end of each quarter. The max out at 5 with the double bonus. Here's Jackson Heights with it down the court. Sabrina Streeter and Masai. Side to the left elbow. Finds Chesney Cochran. Cochran working in the front court and off the glass. It's into the hands of Dorsey. And now down the court is Hochstetler. Hochstetler with the ball. 6 minutes to go in quarter number two. 12-8. Jackson Heights is still the 4-point lead. The Chant here, left side wing, inside of Martin. Martin will turn around, take a shot to the basket, but it'll be short of the chimney. and Sides will come down with it. Her third rebound of the half, Serena Streeter. She's wide open from the left wing, does not take the shot, goes to Chesney Crock on the short corner, far side. She'll drive back, take a long three and miss. And the rebound is picked up by Abby Ringel. Ringel to Hochstetler. Hochstetler quickly down the floor. A long range two by Dorsey is missed, but it is rebounded by her teammate in Carly DeChant. And now a three-pointer by Martin. That is missed, and the rebound is picked up by Chesney Cochran. Cochran down the floor, gets it on the right corner side, and they're going to call it on a travel. Jackson Heights, sixth turnover of the half. 5:22 to go in the first half. 12-8, still the score. Four-point lead to the Jackson Heights Cobras. We have had no lead changes. It has been all Jackson Heights. We've had a couple of ties here. The last one coming at 8-8. Jackson Heights, a four-point run right now. All, of course, assisted by Nicole Ammon. As she has 6 points here in the half here for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Onega with it. Kick it out. Long three-pointer off the rim. An attempt for Hochstetler is missed, and Jennifer Mellies picks up the rebound. Down the floor, Streeter, bottom. Bottom stuck in the corner. Back out to Streeter. Elbow left side shot and missed by Mellies. Rebound by Martin. Down the floor, working with it in a slow tempo is the Onega Buffaloes. Into this season, shooting 30% from threes. Here are 12 assists per game on the year as well for Onega. Here's a shot from the charity line, and Lauren Martin goes in for two, her fourth point of the contest. Onega's team is averaging 48 points per game. Jackson Heights, a team that's averaging 46 points per game. It's 12-10, 4:28 to go in quarter number two. Braden Shoops back in the game here for Jackson Heights. Of course, they have the two-point lead here. Screen set for Streeter. Streeter up to Mellies. Mellies to bottom. Bottom screen is set. She drives to the key. She's got an open shot straight away, and then rickets off the back of the iron. Picked up by Ammon, and Ammon goes backwards with it. Couldn't get it to go in. Let's go up to the line and shoot two. Checking who the foul was against here on the floor. They called against Lauren Martin. That's her second foul of the game, I do believe. And Ammon at the free throw line missed their first shot her last time up. She went 2 for 2. Nicole Ammon is already averaging 9 points per game as a sophomore, and also 6.7 rebounds per game. Coming into the night, she shot 58% from the free throw line. 7 of 12. Here's her fourth free throw shot of the game. She goes 0 for 2 this time. So 2 for 4 on the game. Rebound picked up by Hochstetler. Onega down by 2, 12-10, 4 to go in this first half. And ball is slapped out of bounds by Nicole Ammon. Onega keeps it. Here they'll throw it in from the Jackson Heights bench. Onega's still looking to see who's going to throw it in here. They'll put Abby Ringel, the 5'8" senior, here on the near boundary. Passes it into Haskins. Haskins dribbling with it at midcourt. 1-on-1 against Bryn Shoup. Passes off to the right side. Inside look to the elbow and has to kick back out to the top of the perimeter. Haskins inside. Ringel over the top, and she is fouled. Fouled by Jennifer Mellies. She picks up her first foul of the game. 3:44 to go in this first half. 12-10. Jackson Heights is still a two-point lead. We have yet to see a timeout taken by either team. Our only timeouts have been the change between the quarters. So this one has definitely just been a play out here. Both teams can keep this one close. First free throw shot up and out for Abby Ringel. Her second attempt, that goes up and good. Onega, who's shooting 57% from the free throw line. Ringel, she goes 50% herself. 12-11. Jackson Heights a one-point lead. Amber Womack here in the game for Jackson Heights. Bottom has it in the left corner. Back up to Shoup at the top of the perimeter. Here back to Womack. Womack's screen is set. Dribbles up to her left side to Mellies. Mellies passing to Shoup. Screen. Shoup drives. Dribbles inside. Pick and roll to Mellies. And Mellies could not go in. The setup was there, unfortunately, not able to get the execution, but Jackson Heights will have another chance here. After this shot, ball is knocked out of bounds. Jackson Heights will keep it on the baseline in the front court. 12-11, 1-point lead, 3:17 to go in the second. Nicole Ammon and Jennifer Mellies will get a break here on the side. In here will come Chesney Cochran. Brent Shoup gets it from the inbound, and in it goes. Dakota Bottom gets the assist, and Shoup, she gets her fifth point of the game, had a three-pointer in that first quarter. Jack Knights back up 5-3, 14-11, 3 minutes to go here in half number one. Pringle at the top of the key, and a three-point shot is taken down the lane. Brooklyn the chance. Her first three-pointer here of her career at the varsity level is a beauty. Ties it at 14-all, 2:44 to go in quarter number two. Brent Shoup drives front court. Kicks back out to the left wing, back up top to Cochran. Cochran will go to bottom. Here's a three from bottom, and that one is straight on through. No wiggle room there on that three. Bottom, a huge three-pointer that I'm pretty sure she just hit her second three-pointer here of the season, as now she is 2-4, and a travel called against Onega. Their seventh turnover of the half, 2:17 to go. Jackson Heights, they have now hit three threes here in the first half, two threes in the first quarter. Just splashing their first there in quarter number here in quarter number two. 2:17 to go. 17-14, a three-point lead for Jackson Heights after the three-pointer. Womack with it on the right side wing. Screen is set. She drives with the key out to bottom left side. Bottom, and they get her on a travel as well. So back, both teams, back-to-back travels. Packing the bags. We go back here for Onega. Working right to the left of your dial. There, the Onega Buffaloes and the black tops, black bottoms with the orange numerals and white lining. Jackson Heights, white tops, white bottoms with the green numerals and lining. Onega here underneath the basket, inside looking. Ringo goes in for two. I believe that was Hawksettler who got the assist. 17-16. Jackson Heights up by one. 1:47 to go in this second quarter. Jackson Heights with the possession. It's bottom at the top. Here, nearly stolen, and it is! LaGrange with Hotstedler, and she could not finish the easy steal. Jackson Heights, quick transition down the court. Shu picks up the assist as Chesley picks up the two. So right there, you felt like that was all Onega. The steal, just need to get the finish, but it turned into chaos. Jackson Heights comes up with it with two. 19-16, Jackson Heights leads by three, 1:14 to go. Quick look underneath the basket, an easy miss, but underneath making the rebound and the putback, Mackenzie Dorsey. She's now got 3 points in this first half. Jackson Heights now only up by one. 19-18, 60 left to go here in the first half. Nicole Ammon back in the game, another steal at that, but the chant knocks it out of bounds. Jackson Heights will toss it in from the Onega bench. Getting close here to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Again, be sure to stay tuned for that. Of course, when we get to the post game, we'll have our post game show brought to you by BL Tours Real Estate. And our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. 52 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Here, Brent Shoup drives left side, and she makes the lead 21-18 for Jackson Heights over the Onega Buffaloes. Shoup 4 points in the quarter, 7 points on the half. 40 seconds to go in this first half. Onega with it. Martin over the top. Great pass to Ringle. And she gets the assist as Ringle goes in for two. Ringle, 7 points in the half, leading the scoring here for Onega. It's 21-20 with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jackson Heights, the one-point lead. Side, Shoup. Shoup, left side, swing out. Chesney Cochran, deep three, and it's out of the rim, but picked up and it's put in the basket, but reversed, so it does not count. Jackson Heights, now Onega down the floor, and they go in for two to take the lead for the first time of the half. Our first lead change for Onega. They take the lead in the final moment. Kind of a wild ending there. Jackson Heights underneath, I think that was bottom. She threw the ball underneath the basket, and it went down and up through the hoop. But of course, you got to go up and down, not down to up. Onega took it down the floor and laid in the two there to finish out what was a very fanatic half. 22-21, Onega takes the lead change for the first time to end it. 22-21, we're back after this here on the NBC Sports Red Network. We'll come back here for our halftime show.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Smoke and Joe here at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. You still shopping? We've got gift ideas that'll light up Christmas morning. Spoil the wife with a brand new appliance, or fire up the husband with a new grill that he'll brag about all year. And for last minute shoppers, grab spices, seasonings, rubs, and all the grilling accessories. We deliver, install, haul away the old, and service everything we sell. Big sales going on now with select rebates available. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Get it before it's gone.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in here on 92.1 KMZA as well as the Coper Channel if you want to get a viewable experience here of tonight's action, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, back in studio with Seth and Bobby. Of course, the big casting crew here as well today helping us out. We got Ethan Will on the camera, Grant Bales helping us out on the Coper Channel with the tech work, and then Grant. And then Clayton Burdick here, my color commentator, here both, of course, the Part 92.1 KMZ and here on the Cobra Channel as the voice of the Cobras. Take it over for me, as you called me once, Master Oogway, or was it Splinter, or one of those things. As again, this is my alma mater down here at Jackson Heights. Of course, one point I was on the Cobra Channel. But here down 92.1 KMZ, it's been a great journey. But let's talk about the journey of that first half here, Jackson Heights against Onega. It was a great one, back and forth, really, to the very end. We had our first lead change come down in the final second. Onega either played tied or behind that entire first half. At the very end, Mackenzie Dorsey went in with a layup to take the lead 22-21 over Jackson Heights. The first quarter ended 10-8. Jackson Heights, of course, with that lead coming out of that first quarter. Onega, though, they outscored Jackson Heights 14-11 in the second quarter. We looked through some of the stats here. Jackson Heights, 2 threes in the first half. 7 turnovers, 1 steal, 3 assists, 1 block, and 13 rebounds for the Onega Buffaloes. 2 threes, 7 turnovers, 1 steal, 2 assists, 1 block, 13 rebounds. You look at both these teams, we are looking at a mirror right now. Both these teams are playing very reflective of each other. They're both taking some long-range shots. They're both kind of struggling to finish on the inside. Not too many turnovers, kind of a margin you like to see in. You like to stay usually between 10 to 15. You want to start forcing more turnovers. I mean, you talk about keys here in this game. You want to start forcing turnovers. You want to start putting a little more pressure. But overall, this is a game that could easily come down to the wire between both of these teams. I mean, Blaine, bringing you in here, what are you seeing here for these first two quarters? Back and forth action. It's a great matchup. What are your eyes seeing there on the floor?
I mean, I'm seeing exactly what you're saying. Basically, a copy and paste of both teams. The only difference is that the jersey colors. I mean, Jackson Heights has played phenomenal. I mean, Nicole Ammons, give a shout-out to her, doing phenomenal on the inside. Bryn Shub also makes some good plays, Chesney Cochran. But then some of the Onega Buffaloes, Abby Ringel, Lauren Martin, like, they're all, Brooklyn DeChant, even Mackenzie Dorsey, they're all playing amazing. It's night and day. I said this in the very beginning of the game when you asked me this, what's it going to take for Jackson Heights to come out on top, or in general, just what they need to do. And I'm going to say this for both teams now. We need to see some more turnovers. I mean, be honest, this has been a back-and-forth game of miss a bucket, go down, miss a bucket, we're going down. We'll make a few here and there, yeah. But other than that, I mean, that's all I've really been seeing. And there's been only a few fast breaks here and there, too. That's another thing. So it's just more of, let's see who can get their moving the ball more quicker, see who can throw the other offense off, and that's the team that's going to win this game. Yeah, you look at that first half, there was no full-court pressure. Both teams, you know, had a chance just to kind of leisurely take it down the court, maybe sometimes as man-to-man, but for the most part, you know, you talked about the fast transitions. You talked about, you know, transitions after steals and fast breaks. Didn't see a lot of that in that first half, and I think both teams would like to start maybe upping that tempo and that pace here in half number two. Looking through some of the stat lines, Brent Shoup here from the first half, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Jeffrey Mellius, 2 rebounds and assists. Chesney Cochran, 5 points, a steal and a rebound. Nicole Ammon, 6 points, 2 of 4 at the free throw line with 2 rebounds and a block. Emma Sides, 3 rebounds. Dakota Bottom, 3 points, a 3-point shot in the second. 2 rebounds and an assist. For the Winnebago Buffaloes, Brooklyn DeChant, a 3-pointer in the second, as well as a rebound. Hawk Sedler, an assist, a steal, and a rebound. Lauren Martin, 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Jade Haskin, a 3-pointer in the first with 3 rebounds and a steal. Abby Ringel with 7 points to lead Onega. 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 rebounds, a steal. And Mackenzie Dorsey, the 5'7" junior with 5 points, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, and 3 rebounds as well. Give us our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. So, Ben, both teams going to look to wrap it up here in the second half. Look to get going. We'll be right back here after this 2-minute break for second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jackson Heights down by 1, 22-21 to the Onega Buffaloes.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steeldealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from steel.
Visit your local steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on the highlandcc.edu. Shout out to Highland Community College. Just finished up my third semester again, so shout out to there, the Scotties. 22-21 here, though, down at Jackson Heights High School. Here in our girls' matchup here, Jackson Heights down by 1, 22-21 here to the Omega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 2, Jackson Heights of Class 2A. Again, our girls' matchup to follow will have the boys' game. But, again, that first half was very back and forth. Both teams reflected themselves very well. Onega, they took their first lead of the game in the final seconds of that second quarter. A layup by Mackenzie Dorsey. Think at 22-21, Mira Onega will have a chance, it looks like, to extend his. I will start off here with the ball in the second half. And to throw it in will be Willow Hawk Sedler for the Onega Buffaloes. And now we are ready to start half number two. 2 more quarters to go in 16 minutes altogether here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Onega Buffaloes here with it up by 1, 22-21, the start of the third.
The left side swing at the Hawk Settler. Screen is set. Pass up to Martin. Martin straightaway shot from the top of the key, and Martin goes in for two. Onega extends their lead for the first time in this matchup. Up by three now, 24-21. 7:30 left to go here in this third quarter. Chesney Cochran with it for Jackson Heights, dribbling up to the top of the perimeter. Swings it up to the right elbow to Nicole Ammon. Ammon kicking out Shoup. Shoup, now she drives inside, takes a short shot from the elbow, and that goes in for two for Bryn Shoup. Now 9 points on the game here to lead Jackson Heights in scoring. 24-23, Jackson Heights down by one to Onega. 7 left to go in this third. Onega passing inside to Martin. Martin back out to the short corner, to the perimeter. Onega slowing down the tempo. Hawk Settler at the very top. Right side pass to Haskin. Haskin, now she looks left and takes it that way to Conger. Conger, flash out, getting the ball. Hawk Settler. Hawk Settler to Haskin. Haskin, now left step, now drives right to the right elbow. Now she'll flash quick, look left, but it's stolen. And besides, straight away down the floor and misses the easy layup. Bryn Shoup picks up the rebound. Back out to Ammon. Ammon takes a long range two and it is missed. One of those bunnies that you just can't afford to give away, but Onega able to stay here with the lead, 24-23, 6:26 left to go. Eighth turnover of the game there by Onega, by the way, from that steal, but of course, they are getting the ball back as the ball gets swatted out of bounds by Jackson Heights. Onega keeps it here in the front court. It's Abby Ringel, the 5'8" senior. The pass underneath the glass. She throws it right side to Haskin. Haskin on the far side wing. Back down the short quarter to Ringel. Ringel up top to Hawk Settler. Hawk Settler had no points in the first half. She averages nearly 5.3 points per game. But she finished with a rebound, an assist, and a steal. So definitely getting it done there for her team. Stop River. She passes it right side. Here's a long-range three that hits off the back of the iron from Haskin. And it's rebounded by Melly. Down the floor. Side. Left wing. To Chesney. Chesney. 5 foot up the top of the arc here. She passes left side, bounce pass out to Nicole Ammon. The ball passing on the floor. It's taken away and thrown by Lindsay Martin. Down the floor, one-on-one. Martin not able to get the bunny, and it is picked up and rebounded by Nicole Ammon. Shoot, down the floor. Melly Cochran stepping back, firing a three, and it's something putting in for Chesney Cochran. Candy in the stocking for Chesney. 14 threes on the season. Jackson Heights takes the lead 26-24. A 2-point lead with the three. 5 minutes left to go here, nearly in this third quarter. Here with it is Onega. Throwing it down, Haskin, left side. Definitely the offense, but only 12 seconds here on the shot clock. Gotta stay aware with it. Might be the first time Onega has actually played with a shot clock this season. I don't know if they have it at their home floor. Here they have a foul on the floor. They'll call it against Jackson Heights. That'll be against Bryn Shoup. That is her first foul picked up of the game. Abby Ringel. They're tossing it in from the baseline for Onega. Into Haskin. Haskin, screen set at the top of the wing now. She drives it up to the top of the arc. Back to Haskin. To the Hawk Settler. Hawk Settler now to Haskin, left side far wing. Kind of a switch there on the side of the court. Back to Hawk Settler. She drives inside, flips it back out to Haskin. Being kept around the perimeter here is Onega. Yeah, a team that scores 48 points per game is only averaging allowing 35 points per game. On their first two games of the season, just lost against JCN last Friday, 50-44. They get another foul here on the floor. They call it again against the Cobras. Last time was against Bryn Shoup. That time was against the other star senior player here, and Chesney Crocker, and she picks up her second foul of the game. Abby Ringel, to throw it back in here for Onega. Onega down by two here, 26-24, 4:33 to go in the third quarter, down to Jackson Heights. Hawk Settler recovers the ball at the top of the timeline here for the Buffaloes. Now inside, Ringel driving in the paint, has to flip it out. Haskin thinks about the three, instead's going to look to her options, passes it out to her right side of Hawk Settler. Hawk Settler driving, right side, loses the ball, another foul against Jackson Heights. We've seen three fouls here on this offensive possession for Onega, all against Jackson Heights. That time, a pick up from Emma Sides. Only two lead changes here in this game. Jackson Heights still 26-24, 4 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Onega at the top of the perimeter, left to control the ball. Haskin, the Hawk Settler, Martin. Martin, great pass on the baseline, but a bunny. It's absolutely missed by Dorsey. Oh, the lack of effort there at the end. Bryn Shoup gets the rebound thanks to her aggressiveness. Melly's inside pass, but she could not go in with it. Ball's getting fought for on the floor. It's a jump ball. It looks like possession arrow still stays here at the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jackson Heights, that fell long offensive possession, was from the Onega Buffaloes, nearly over a minute long. Jackson Heights takes it back over underneath their own offensive glass. Trying to get the bucket. Here it's Chesney Cochran on the toss in. She looks for a bounce pass inside Nicole Ammon. Ammon, the nearly 6 foot sophomore, tries to go up with it. It is hit out of bounds, and it'll stay with Jackson Heights. 26-24. Jackson Heights leads by two over Onega. 3:41 to go in the third. Substitution change here. Haskin will come out for Onega, and Brooklyn DeChant will step here into the game. Chesney will throw it off the back of DeChant as she came in and recovers her own ball. And then Jackson Heights immediately, they'll call the foul against Onega. They call it against Brooklyn DeChant. So DeChant immediately pushes Chesney after getting the ball put against her back. Chesney throws it in, bounce pass to Mellies, and Mellies is fouled. Maybe that might have been another foul called against Brooklyn DeChant. She may have just picked up back-to-back, and yes, she did. 5'6" freshman with the back-to-back fouls. Now here, Jennifer Mellies up at the free throw line. Her first shot goes up and in. It's her first point this game. Mellies, a junior who's averaging usually 3.5 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per game. Here hits her first free throw shot. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout here on the floor for the first time in this game. 27-24, 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights leads by three. We'll come back, and Chesney will finish up at the free throw line. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
So not an official timeout, a timeout taken on the floor because there was, there was a spot maybe wet or dirt on the floor. AD Alley is still actually taking care of that. It looks like he's still actually trying to take care of that right now. So here with 3:37 left to go here in this third quarter, 27-24. Jackson Heights leads by three. Cochran here is up at the free throw line. Mellie's up at the free throw line. She knocked her first one in here. She's loading up to try and knock in her second. So bring you back in here, Blaine. Right now we've seen a pretty good third quarter start here for Jackson Heights. They came out. They've been a little more aggressive. You got the three-point shot by Chesney Cochran. You had Brandon Shoup as well. You got your cookies and milk combo, if you will, now that we're in the festive season, your 1-2 punch combo. So, you know, what's working here early on here for the start of the second half here for Jackson Heights?
Well, for the second half, I mean, I'm going to be honest. You got your cookies. You got your milk. But there's a problem. You're missing the chocolate chips in it. The Cobras, I mean, yes, we've gotten the good steals. Yes, and I'm talking for both sides here when I say this. We've gotten the both good steals for both sides. We both had some amazing drives, some quick, fast breaks. Both teams is just missing the finish. I mean, both sides. I mean, we watched the Onega Buffaloes drive all the way down, a wide open layup, proceeded to miss it. We also watched the Cobras do the exact same thing. So it's, be honest, I mean, even though both these teams are still doing amazing, they just need a finish. That's what's really keeping this game at low scoring, I'm be honest.
So you're going to say chocolate chip over sugar cookies is kind of your narrow right there then, right? Okay,
yes,
okay.
Everyone's opinion.
That is everybody's opinion. Everyone
I hope
here
it is.
In Northeast Kansas, you hear that, Blaine says it. Chocolate chip over sugar cookies. Hopefully you don't have any sugar cookie fans out there listening to this broadcast. So, again, we're here on a break, a timeout, if you will. They're trying to clean a spot here on the floor. We have 3:37 left to go in this third quarter. Jackson Heights leads by 3:27-24. Again, dudes like to shout out everyone who's helping us out here on this broadcast. Seth, Bobby, back in city, of course, here tonight. Ethan Will from the whole channel coming in here, helping us out, as well as Grant Bales, and of course, my color and the voice of the Jackson Heights Cobras of the Cobra channel here, Blaine Burdick. Off to my right, I'm Crendon Prophet. Again, they're still trying to figure this out. They've brought a couple of towels down here on the floor to wipe this up. I think we're just about ready to resume. And yes, we are. The spot has been cleaned up. So, not sure if maybe something was brought in from the outside or maybe someone spilt some water, but
Gross, we're back after the break. And Jennifer Melli is here, back up to the free throw line. She hit her first one. She is now 3-for-3 on the season from the charity line. Can she go 4-for-4? Here, next one goes up, and it's nothing but net. Jennifer Melli, a polished 4-for-4 of the season from the line. 28-24, Jackson Heights back up to their largest lead that they've had in this contest of 4. 3:30 to go in this third quarter. Onega has it. Haskin back in the game. So he's at left side, now the far wing to Dorsey. Dorsey back up to DeChant. Brooklyn DeChant, the 5'6" freshman. Brings it back to her teammate in Dorsey, left side. Cross-courting now to Haskin. Haskin, Martin, Martin, Haskin. Pump fakes the three. To the top of the perimeter it goes. Baseline ball loose. Emma Sides gets the steal in a takeaway. Jackson Heights takes it back over. Fourth, ninth turnover here of the game for the Buffaloes. Second of the third quarter. Long three-pointer here by Brayden Shoup. Could not land it and make it inside. Martin picks up the rebound for Onega. 28-24, four-point lead for Jackson Heights. 2:45 to go here in the third. Onega here tracking down the court. It's DeChant. DeChant, left side. Swing out to Dorsey. Back to DeChant. DeChant, follow through. Back out to left to Dorsey. Just kind of flipping and flopping right back to each other. Now finally to Haskin on the right side wing as she gets it right back to her. Here, Onega just kind of running around the perimeter, but they only have 6 seconds here on the shot clock. You got to take one. Haskins goes long from the back of the chalk, and that goes into the hands of Nicole Ammon for the rebound. Here's the shoot. Jesse Carcruz loads up a three, and that's good. Another three-pointer for Jesse Carcruz. Three on the game, hanging ornaments on the Christmas tree. She has been on fire. 31-24, a seven-point lead here for Jackson Heights. With nearly less than 2 minutes to go in the third. Here for Onega. Haskin swung out left side to Dorsey. Dorsey to Chant. Back up top to Haskin. Here's a three-pointer to respond. It's missed. It's on the corner. Ball is kicked, and they say it's against Onega. And that is their 10th turnover of the game. Great heads-up play there. I believe that was maybe Cochran who threw it off the knee of an Onega player. Regardless, still a great IQ play there from Jackson Heights. Dakota Bottom comes in the game here for the Cobras as she slithers her way here on the floor. 31-24, largest lead of the day for any team, up by 7, Jackson Heights. And quickly here, a turnover in this third quarter. Their eighth of the game at 7 in that first half. 1:33 left to go in the third. 31-24, Jackson Heights leads by 7. And we have our first timeout of the game. It's from the Onega Buffaloes. Head coach Adam Kupel, the call for a full timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. 1:33 remaining in the third quarter. Jackson Heights 31, Onega 24, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
1:33 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Heights up by 7, their largest lead, 31-24 over the Onega Buffaloes. Class 1A, Division 1. Jackson Heights is Class 2A. Northeast Kansas League and the Cobras and CBL team here in the Buffaloes. But here's Onega with the ball. Driving inside is Brooklyn DeChant. Nearly losing it and has to pass out back to Hawk Sedler. Hawksteller, left side, Ringle, a three-pointer, in and out of the basket, and it's picked up by Lakota Bottom. Bottom, taking it down the court, and an easy pickoff from Hawksteller. She's down the court, swift speed, and now she's stuck on the short corner, and they're going to get a foul against Lakota Bottom. That'll be Lakota Bottom's first foul of the game. Jackson Heights, their fourth foul of the quarter, so no more fouls to give. I think they still have two left to give. 1 minute left to go in this third. 31-24, Jackson Heights leads by 7. Onega nearly loses the ball on the left wing, keeping it alive by DeChant. DeChant to Hawksteller. Hawksteller back to DeChant, right side. Stuck on the right side, pin and foot. She swings back left to Hawksteller. Waiting here for a screen, potentially a flash up top to the key. Yes, it is.
Snega now works baseline, and then a missed pass hits the iron and is taken away by Mellies. Another takeaway here for Jackson Heights. 11th turnover of the game for Onega. 30 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Shot clock at 23. Jackson Heights in control, 31-24. Bottom gets the ball taken away, but can Hoxler stay on her feet? She's able to get the ball back on the court. Dorsey has it. I think they may call her on a travel. No, we're going to get a timeout by head coach Adam Kufall. Great use of timeout there. Great play there altogether. Hochstetler, the steal to set up in the middle. Dorsey. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. 16 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 31-24, Jackson Heights lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We got 10 seconds up here this third quarter, so we'll be taking another break here in just a moment. 31-24, Jackson Heights leads by 7. Ball is knocked out of bounds here. Jackson Heights on the ones to swat it out. Onega will have it on the baseline. One more shot here before the end of the third quarter. They get it in. Quick three-pointer is underneath the hoop from Hoxtedler, and that'll end quarter number 3. So the half ended 22-21. Onega hit by 1, but Jackson Heights holds Onega to 3 in the quarter, and Jackson Heights scores 10. They're up 31-24. We'll take a step aside. We'll come right back to the start of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamber Buck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Three-point shot taken by Haskins from Onega. Misses it, and it's going to be a turnover here to start the quarter for the Onega Buffaloes. Here now, 12 turnovers on the game. 7:33 left to go in this fourth quarter as we just got on the way. Jackson Heights leads by 7, their largest lead, 31-24. They outscored Onega 10-2 in the third quarter after being down 22-21 at the half. Jackson Heights here, they will turn it over for their 10th turnover of the game. So right back here to the Onega Buffaloes. And for Onega, you want to get some of your big-time players back in this contest. Abby Ringel, she had 7 points in that first half, 2 rebounds. She's been held to 0 points so far in the second half. As again, the only 2 points from this half from Onega has been from Lauren Martin. Here, Martin with it. She'll take this shot from the top elbow right side, and she will be blocked by Chesney Cochran. Jackson Heights has it down the floor, Emma's side, left side wing. Drive, flip all the way out to Shoup. Shoup, she's got an open three-pointer, and it's in and out of the basket. But Shoup makes her own rebound. She drives inside. She's on her back. Pivot foot is kind of wondering if they were going to get her on the travel there, and they finally do. But great hustle and effort there by Bryn Shoup. 31-24. Jackson Heights still up by 7. Again, it's been great defense here from the Cobra side. A defense has been only allowing 33.75 points per game through their first 4 games here of the season. 31-24, Jackson Heights up by 7. 3-point shot taken by Hoxteller. Misses the 3-pointer. A foul on the floor after the rebound by Carly DeChant from Onega. They called the foul against Jackson Heights. It's Chesney Crockett, her 3rd foul here for Jackson Heights. See if Jackson Heights chooses to keep her on the floor here. I'm sure you probably would, maybe unless she gets that 4th foul, then you might give her a little bit of a break. 6:38. Let's go in this fourth. 31-24. Jackson is up by 7. Onega bounce passing out to Haskin on the right wing. Haskin taking it slow up the top of the perimeter. Swings out left side to Hochstedler. Hochstedler low left hip drives out to the right. And now Martin the top left elbow down the Ringel. Ringel, like I mentioned, 7 points in that first half. No points in the second. And the ball is taken away. Jennifer Mellies steals and gets a present. And now down the floor, Jackson Heights goes. Mellies underneath, and they're going to get a foul against Onega. They call it there against Jaden Haskin. And now it's Chesney Cochran underneath the glass to throw in for Jackson Heights. Nicole Ammons sets up a screen for Mellies, and then Nicole rolls, tries to get it from the inbound. Ball is loose, and it is stolen away from her by Ringel. Ball is on the ground, and it's thrown out of bounds. And it will, in fact, be a turnover for Jackson Heights. 31-24, 7-point lead for the Cobras over Onega. Jackson Heights has not scored since the third quarter. Both teams has not scored since the third quarter. Jackson Heights, they took the lead off of a 3-point shot by Chesney Crocker there in the third. She had 2 threes in the third. He's got 3 threes here on the game and a team leading 11 points on this contest. But it's Onega with the ball up to the top to Brooklyn to Champ. Here's the Haskins right side. Haskin looking to her right as well to Martin. Martin over the iron. A little bit of an overshot there. And Bottom picks up her fourth rebound of the game. 5:36 to go in the fourth. Jackson Heights 31-24 over Onega. Does Nick Cochran with it at the top of the timeline. Dribbling back, passes low, left side, bounce pass, Ammon. Ammon looks front court to Bottom, but it's turned over, taken and stolen by Hochstedler, who's got 3 steals on the game. And it looks like we might get a jump ball on the left side of the glass for Onega, and the possession area will change here to Jackson Heights. So 15 turnovers for the Onega Buffaloes. They give it right back to Jackson Heights, and now you're going to see full court pressure being applied. We talked about the half. Both teams not really applying a whole lot of pressure, but now Nega is like, okay, we're going to bring it on. Now Jackson Heights, they have to handle it. They did not handle well. Chesney didn't throw it to a player, just threw it up in the air. It was taken by Onega, and then Onega immediately loses what was pretty much a gift wrapped in a beautiful bow. And Chesney here, she will come out of the game. And they will put in Sabrina Streeter. 4 steals for Hochstedler in this game. 31-24, 5 minutes to go on the floor. Jackson Heights with the lead. Nearly another steal for Onega, but Jackson Heights gets it down. And they're going to get a foul here on the floor from Onega. Jaden Haskin, both Jennifer Mellies and Haskin ran into each other at high speed. But since Haskin was moving, of course, the foul goes against the defense. You want to draw the charge, you got to stay stationary. Jackson Heights inbound it, barely able to keep it in. That was Bottom on the near side boundary. On the top of the perimeter here out to Ammon. Ammon looks for the quick look down low to Streeter. The ball falls back up to the top of the timeline to Brim Chu. Chu puts it. Drives left side on the pivot foot. A tall pass to Streeter. She manages to pick it up and take a long two. It is fouled. She will go up and shoot too. Well, we're 3 minutes, 12 seconds in the fourth quarter, and we have no score from either team in this fourth, but it's 31-24. Jackson Heights leads by 7. Sabrina Streeter here at the free throw line. On the season, she is 8 of 11, shooting 73%, with a higher percentage here on the team for Jackson Heights. She misses his first shot. Streeter usually averages 5.3 points per game. So far, she has not gotten her first point of this contest. She's had plenty of minutes here on the floor to help run the offense. And Streeter does, in fact, hit her second one. So the first point of the fourth quarter comes from Sabrina Streeter at the free throw line. Jackson Heights now extends their largest lead of the game, 32-24, an 8-point lead over Onega with 4:45 to go here in the fourth. Onega with the ball, right back with it. It's Hochstedler. On the right side, Jackson Heights, they will switch into a zone here to cover Onega, protect the inside, up to the 3-2 zone, and now Onega with it, swinging far side, 3-point shot is up, off the back of the basket, picked up, rebounded by Martin, and Martin is fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. The big thing here now, you kind of drop the zone defense, if you're Onega, you can maybe open up some shots on the outside that try to get this one back into your favor. But, of course, you got to hit those shots as well. If you're Martin, you try to get up and exploit the free throw line. Martin's first free throw shot goes up and out. She is 5 of 8 here on this season, shooting now just under 70%. Next shot is up and also out. So 0 for 2 at the free throw line is Lauren Martin. Jackson Hyatt quickly down the floor with the rebound by Cochran. Cochran with it. She'll unleash another 3 and just off the top of the iron. But Ammon has the rebound, looking for the putback. There's a foul called on the floor. Or excuse me, there's another foul. We're actually going to get a timeout here as Nicole Ammon will here keep this possession for Jackson Hyatt. We got a full timeout called out by the Cobras. Their first of the game. 4:11 to go in the fourth. 32-24, an 8-point lead for Jackson Hyatt. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZ, also part of the Cobra Channel. If you want to be a part of our viewing experience, we've got Ethan Will here on the camera, Grant Bales on the computer, and the voice of the Jackson Heights Cobra Channel, Blaine Burdick, here to my right. Of course, Operator Prophet, Seth, and Bobby back in studio. Data casting crew here on MSU Sports Red Network. We've got 4:11 left to go here in this matchup in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights leads by their largest score, 32-24 over Onega. And Jackson Heights looking to try to put this one away in the next couple of minutes. Chesney Cochran, the inbound for the Cobras, passes it into Shoup. Shoup drives inside on the right elbow, passes into M, but Ammon gets denied by the basket, gets a little too under it, and Martin picks up the rebound. Here, with it, left side, high wing is Haskin. Haskin swings out to Dorsey to Hawksteadler. Hawksteadler back up to Martin. She flashes high. 3-point shot back of the iron and rebounded by Brand Shoup. Shoup with 7 rebounds on the game. She's had a phenomenal night with also 9 points. 3-point to go in this fourth. They're going to call a travel against Lakota Bonfer Jackson Heights. 15 turnovers now for the Cobras. 15 on both sides. Jackson Heights will be 8-point lead, 32-24. Jackson Heights, a couple of substitutions as well. Jennifer Mellies and Emma Side stepping in here to the game for Sabrina Streeter, as well as Lakota Bottom. Onega with the ball. Hawksteller nearly taken away by French Shoup in the passing lane, but Onega is able to scrape by and keep it here. Jackson Heights in the zone coverage, a 2-3, and they're finding inside an easy read to Abby Ringel in for two. I believe the pass was by Haskin for the assist. 32-26, lead has dropped down just to 6 for Jackson Heights over Onega. Onega's trying to get this ball right back from Jackson Heights, and there's going to be a foul called against Mackenzie Dorsey. They're going to get a hold against Dorsey. That is her second foul of the game for the 5'7" junior. She was the one who took the lead change there at the half for Onega. Go up 22-21, but since then, Jackson Heights has made the second and final lead change. And so far, Jackson Heights able to keep it in from the front court on a nice pass inside by Sides. But Jackson Heights turns it over for the 16th time in the game. Onega, right back with it. Down the floor by Hawksteadler. 32-26. Jackson Heights leads by 6. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Onega, thinking the 3-point shot. Haskin doesn't elect to go for it. Now just working around the perimeter, 15 on the shot clock. Right side, Hawksteadler. Hawksteadler now in the corner. Working in the short, Dorsey, Hawksteadler, and overpass from Hawksteadler to Martin. That is the 16th turnover for Onega. Jackson Heights will take back over. But 2:26 to go in the fourth, 32-26. High pressure is being applied by this Onega defense. Carly DeChant, the 5'5" freshman, steps here onto the floor for Onega. Chesney Cochran breaking the press, driving down the court, finds Shoup. Shoup decides, ball is loose on the floor, and Jackson Heights turns it over. Slipping out of the hands on their side to Ammon. Kind of a rough pass, though, from her teammate. 2:17 to go here in the fourth, 32-26. Jackson Heights, a six-point lead. Keep in mind, we'll also have the boys' game right after this. And it's also our final week here of Coaches Shows before we start back up the first week of January. You can tune in on Wednesdays and Thursdays for 5:30. I both have the Onega coaches and the Jack Knights coaches. Great time keeping up with everyone here in MSU Sports Network community. They're back on the floor. Onega with it. Ball stolen by Bryn Shoup. 17th turnover from Onega. Chesney Cochran, left side wing, working with it to the very top. Here it's man-to-man. Onega trying to apply as much pressure as possible. Ammon, Cochran, here's the three. Christmas cookie! Chesney Cochran, four threes on the game. 14 points total. A nine-point lead for Jackson Heights, 35-26. 1:30 to go here in the fourth. There is Dorsey on the left side wing. Pass up to the top to Martin. Martin out to Haskin. Haskin, Martin. Martin, the hot settler. 1:20 to go here in the fourth. 12 seconds of the shot clock. Haskin takes the three. It's nothing but net for Haskin. Draining her first three since the first quarter. That brings it back to within a six-point game. 35-29, 1:17 to go. We got a 30-second timeout taken by Onega. We'll take it as well. 30 seconds aside. 35-29, Jackson Heights leads with 1:17 to go here in the fourth on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
The Onega Buffaloes drawing it back to a six-point contest here, down by six, 35-29, 1:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jaden Haskin just flashed her sixth three-point shot of the season. She shoots just under 20% on the year, but a big-time three-point shot, but still down by six with 1:17 to go here in the fourth. And Chesney Cochran throws it in to Nicole Ammon, and Ammon just kind of turns it over herself to the Onega Buffaloes. So Onega takes back over in control. Getting some substitutes back here out on the floor. Hawkstedler as well as Martin. Here's Haskin on the right side, flashing out Ringle, still trying to throw it in from the baseline. Going to Martin. Martin trying to go over the top of Mellies. Misses his shot. Hustled though by Haskin to come in and get that jump ball. And that possession will stay with Onega. So, here Onega, you love to see the hustle right there to keep this offensive possession alive. This is a crucial one here. You need at least 2 3-point. You'd like to at least come away with something here. And Jackson Heights steals it. Bryn Shoup, great job in the corner. A takeaway. And now it's Chesney Cochran down the floor. Left-hand dribbling, working one-on-one. And now finally the foul by Hawkstedler. You're wondering when she was going to have to pick up that foul. And fortunately here for Onega, they have, I believe, no fouls to give. No, they do not. So it is me and double bonus here on out. In this fourth quarter, Jackson Heights one more foul to give. Chesney with her first shot at the free throw line. And it goes up and in. Chesney Cochran, a great pace in today's matchup. 15 points. She averages 13.5 points per game. She's now here at 68 points on the season. She hits her first free throw shot but misses her second. Jackson Heights takes a 7-point lead with 48 seconds to go in the fourth. 36.9. A three-pointer by Haskins. Haskins, her 7-3 of the season. Back-to-back also here in the fourth quarter. And another timeout here is taken by the Onega Buffaloes. It's a full 60, but we'll keep it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, if you want to listen and watch this live here in this Fanatic Gym, we got 45 seconds left to go. It's all here on the Cobra channel as well on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 36-32, 4-point lead now for Jackson Heights. Blaine, this game is coming close down the very end. Onega is starting to click here from beyond the perimeter, that zone. Starting to kind of work in the favor for Onega. Near Jackson Heights, how do you stop this momentum?
Well, we got to stop the three. I mean, you already got Jaden Haskins, got already two threes on the quarter. That's already doubling what she did in the first half with her lone three-pointer that she had. I mean, that's going to be your one thing. And after that, you should be able to dribble this thing out. There's only a 10.5 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. So really, all the Cobras need to do is just get one defensive stop, either outside the perimeter or inside. They just need, and that should probably ice the game.
Well, you know, the big thing is you know, Nega's going to come out and try to get the fouls. So, you know, for Jackson Heights right now, it's don't make bad turnovers. We've seen a lot of bad turnovers here in this fourth quarter, but, you know, it's kind of been kind of easy to take it down the floor. So, again, don't get too ahead of yourself here, Jackson Heights, but also at the same time, hit those free throw shots. And, man, if you're Onega, keep fouling, getting that ball back and applying the pressure that you are doing. And here now, a timeout taken by head coach Madison Massey of Jackson Heights. This one is a 30-second timeout. Well, hey, we'll just keep things rolling here with 45 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter here on the Cobra Channel, as well as 92.1 KMZA. 36-32. We just kind of mentioned it there. Onega, the two threes by Jaden Haskett. He's now got seven here on the season. But for Onega, you know, it's not just about hitting these three-point shots. But right now at this point, you know, you can take a bunny. You can take, you know, some easier shots underneath a layup, if you will. You got to get that ball back from Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights right now, they're struggling to take the ball down the floor. On top of that, not doing the best at the free throw line. So if you're Onega, again, foul fast. Jackson Heights can get this ball back in. Cochran is able to get it in to Ammon. Ammon Cochran. And it's stolen right to the hands of DeChant. She tries to go off, but she missed the layup. It was blocked by Chesney Cochran, her second of the game, and now sides. And she turns the ball over. So, again, I just kind of said it there. Jackson Heights, you don't want to make those easy mistakes. And right here, back-to-back with it, they give two baskets of gifts to Onega. It's a four-point game, 36-32. 33 seconds to go in the fourth. Jackson Heights up 5-4 over Onega. Onega with the ball underneath the basket and taken away by Jackson Heights. A steal by Mellies. Chesney Cochran on the floor. 19 turnovers on this game for Onega. Brent Shoup. Stuck on the far boundary. Another timeout taken here by Madison Massey. We'll take this timeout here aside. It will be, I believe, a full timeout here by Jackson Heights. Yes, it will. So we'll step aside for a quick 16 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights, 36. Onega, 32 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital, happy holidays.
Hansaland Radio.
16.3 seconds left to go here in quarter number four down at Jackson Heights with the Cobras. You're hosting, you know, Onega Buffaloes, 36-32. Jackson Heights has the four-point lead over Onega with just 16 seconds left on the clock. Onega's been given a lot of opportunities. Unfortunately, they just have not been able to take advantage of any of them. Here, Chesney Cochran's trying to get the inbound, and I think we may just get another timeout taken by Madison Massey. It's a great thing that Jackson Heights has kept as many timeouts as they've had. They did not use any in that first half. In fact, neither team used timeouts in the first half. So you kind of come down to this point in the game, and this is where timeouts really prove helpful for you. You saw right there that Chesney Cochran was trapped. She could not get the ball inside, and she was about a second or two away from the turnover and getting it right back for Onega. So, again, Onega's applying just a lot of pressure, and it's about breaking that pressure. It's very important here that Jackson Heights can break that pressure to be able to ice out this game. But, of course, also, you apply at the free throw line. Jackson Heights this season shooting 54% coming into the night. They got to have that sort of success. After this, we'll have the boys' game, but be sure to also stick with us after this game. We have our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And don't forget, also have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Chesney Cochran, still on the far boundary here on the Thompson. I think Madison Massey may only have one timeout remaining here on this half. She gets it into Mellies, and Mellies will be immediately fouled. So right then and there, you finally got the ball in. Do exactly what you need to. So here's the next step.
here's the recipe. You got to go up to the free throw line, and you got to hit both free throw shots, if you're Jennifer Melli, to get this game a little slightly closer to the icing.
I mean, so far she's hit 2 for 2, so hopefully she can repeat that success here on the night.
Here, her next one up goes up and in. Melli is 5 for 5 on the season. A junior who so far tonight has 3 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and an assist. She has just been a helper here on the board for Jackson Heights. Of course, also got the nod in the start today. She misses the second free throw shot, so she goes 1 of 2, her first missed shot of the year. The Jackson Heights is up by 5. 8 seconds to go in the fourth. If you're Onega, you just got to shoot the ball. And a foul going up. That foul against Jackson Heights, that'll send Dorsey up to the line. Well, here, if you're Jackson Heights, you're up 5-5. You got to hope Dorsey doesn't hit a single free throw shot. And she misses her first one, so in a way, you pretty much ice the game in that scenario. The timeout is taken. So this is going to be kind of tough here. You got 4.4 seconds left. It's 37-32. Jackson Heights leads by 5. You have Dorsey at the free throw line. If you had Dorsey make both those free throw shots, then you'd only be down by 3, and then you could have a chance for maybe a steal quickly or a quick foul. You get the ball back with 2 or 3 seconds. But in this instance, kind of no matter what you do, you put yourself in a sort of a disposition where if you make the free throw shot, all Jackson Heights has to do is pretty much get the ball inside, get the ball in bounds, and you're only up down by 4 in that scenario. So yeah, you need to put Jackson Heights up the free throw line, even in the situation that they miss both. All Jackson Heights has to do is put their hands up and just let that 3-point shot go. As long as they don't foul, there's no chance for a 4-point play. So in this scenario right now, I think Jackson Heights Cobras may just be improving to 4-1 on this season. Onega just 2-2. We've seen crazier things happen, so I'll hold my tongue. But definitely odds here for the Cobras in this 4-second stretch left here of the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights came down back from 1 point at a half, 22-21. They have done a great job outscoring Onega in this second half. But Dorsey, here the first free throw, the second free throw shot goes up. Jackson Heights not able to get the rebound. 3-pointer by Haskin is missed. And so is the putback attempt by Martin. Onega falls to 2-2 on the season. And the Jackson Heights Cobras improve to 4-1. 37-32. Jackson Heights Cobras come up on top over the Onega Buffaloes. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back for our player of the game as well as our post-game show, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Community Healthcare System, wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays. And may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth?
At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back. Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for the recap of our girls' matchup against Jackson Heights. Win 37-32 over the Onega Buffaloes to improve to 4-1 on the season. Onega will fall to 2-2 on the year. Jackson Heights came out of the first quarter leading 10-8. The Onega Buffaloes took the lead at the end of the half with Dorsey layup, making it 22-21 as the Buffaloes outscored Jackson Heights 14-11 in the second quarter. But it was the third quarter that made the difference, folks. Jackson Heights outscored Onega coming out of the half 10-2. And then Jackson Heights, who was outscored in the fourth quarter 8-6, but by then they already had the strong lead. They won 37-32. Both teams finished with 20 turnovers on the game. Jackson Heights finished with 25 rebounds, and they can only finish with 18. Both teams had just under 10 steals on the contest. Jackson Heights had 6 threes. The Onega Buffaloes had 4. Jackson Heights went 7-12 from the free throw line. Onega went 2-6 from the free throw line. Looking through some of the numbers starting here, with the Onega Buffaloes, Lauren Martin, 6 points. Haskin, 9 points, all from the three-point line. Abby Ringel had 9 points, 7 from the first half. And Mackenzie Dorsey, she had 5 points as well. Brooklyn DeChant, the freshman, also hit her first three-pointer of her varsity career in tonight's match as well for Onega. And for the Jackson Heights Cobras, Bryn Shoup with 9 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. Jennifer Melly's 3 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and an assist. Nicole Ammon, 6 points, a block, and 5 rebounds. Sides, 2 steals, 3 rebounds, Dakota Bottom, an assist, 4 rebounds, and a 3-point shot. And for our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit with banks with farmers.com. It's Chesney Cochran. She hit 4 threes on the game, 15 total points on the contest, 2 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. An incredible game there for Chesney Cochran, hitting 3 threes there in that second half as well, especially the 3 that took the lead in the third quarter for Jackson Heights. All right, we step aside here. We'll be right back for our boys matchup coming up. Again, this was our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Again, final score of the girls' game, 37-32. Jackson Heights improving to 4-1 on the season. Onega drops to 2-2. Upcoming boys here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.